This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of all our wars. We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give. And we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty.
Fighting for Idaho.
Only through our perseverance and never forgetting will we get through these difficult times ahead. Only through our humility and never forgetting will we make them who have served feel our gratitude. Only through our unity and never forgetting will we honor the fallen.
Fighting for you.
Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry with which all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
For all those who've been downrange, to us and those like us, damn few.
Yeah. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And we're talking to you this morning from the Idaho State Veterans Home, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Speaking with local area veterans of all the wars, all the battles, and honoring them today, certainly a special significance here in the state of Idaho. Voted the, what is it, the fifth best place for veterans, I think, on a national poll. But a third plus, but thank you, Phil Hawkins, for that correction. But in our hearts and minds, it is number one. We're joined by another local veteran here. Sir, what's your name?
Cable Amsden.
Cable, thank you for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about your service.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in the Army, Airborne Infantry. Be more precise.
Airborne all the way is what they say, right?
All the way and then some.
Okay.
But the service, it was fun. Short, 4 years.
Challenging, I would imagine.
No.
Really?
Okay. Wrestling practice at Nampa High was more challenging.
All right. Fair enough. Wow. Don't say that at Fort Benning, I guess, huh?
Oh, they know it. They know it.
Okay.
You got to be hard as woodpecker lips to go out for the infantry. So they're not picking the boys diving team, to represent them. So
I see. I think this is going to be our most colorful interview of the day, but yes, go ahead. Yeah.
But for me, it's not about the time in, it's more about the time out, since the Army. And I've done a lot with the VA, the GI Bill, which a great benefit.
Sure.
And the post 9/11, amazing what they did there for the veterans. So I got my degree on that. And then I got back to Idaho, didn't have a clue what to do. So I went straight back to the VA, said, help me. I'm lost. And they got me in a program administrator in training, here at the Idaho State Veterans Home. So because of my background, they asked me, well, would you want to run a nursing home? And I scratched my head, and what the hell are they talking about?
Right.
And when he told me, well, six figures.
Right.
You know, I said, well, I could do that.
Sure.
No problem. So Sean Burlow over, he's a vocational rehab counselor for disabled veterans. He's a pioneer for us. He works hard, and he wants us to succeed. He's over at the Boise State Voc Rehab Office. But he set up this program, and I'm the pilot program for the region, for the country, for nursing home administrators. So he wrote it. He's got me in here, and what a better place to work than the veterans home.
Right.
And I want to encourage veterans out there to, you know, if you're lost, don't know what to do, if you got a business or a health background, this is something you can do. You don't have to be a nurse. You don't have to touch the blood. And that other stuff, but if you can smile and be nice to people and be all right with a budget, this is...
I don't know. I'm going back to the Nampa High and the Airborne Infantry and stuff, but I'm afraid you're going to have everybody out doing PT here in a minute.
Oh, does it look like I do PT anymore? Come on now. No PT involved here.
What would you like to say to veterans that may be reluctant to ask for help?
It gets a lot better when you ask for help. You know, you can feel dark and left alone, and you know, no one gives a half a crap about you anymore. But there's a lot of people out there that have been through similar situations. Take Phil here, for instance. You know, he's willing to help any veteran out, and you know, he's looking through his eyes, he's seen some crazy stuff. So there's plenty of veterans out there who will offer a hand to help. I've even run into a lot of civilians that aren't veterans that they might not understand. You might not want to talk to them, but they're still, you know, they're there to be strong and to lift you up as well. So it doesn't matter how bad it gets. There's always someone who will help you. That's
what does it say for you as a veteran, as someone who's served, and then you're here, you're doing this program first in the nation, and then you see the, and I say this with respect, the weathered faces of the people that have done so much and are so humble.
Well, it makes me thankful every day. Some of the guys that live here have seen more than any of us could imagine, and they almost take it with a grain of salt. They don't expect anything from any of us. They are extremely humble about their service and what they've done, and it's the easiest place to come to work every day because I can come with a smile on my face, and if I'm having a bad day, I can look around and just know that there's plenty of bad days before me. I work with the greatest people in the world, from the residents to the staff to guys like Phil that could be retired and should have been retired 40 years ago. But he still comes every day at 4 a.m. to help.
Well, exactly. And again, we have this ceremony today honoring the Vietnam veterans and others. A lot of folks coming in today. What will it mean for the folks here having this ceremony today?
Well, a lot of what it means, they see community support. It's, you know, they know it's just a reminder that they're not alone, especially for our Vietnam guys as we celebrate them right now, who didn't get the nicest welcome home. The support we can show them now through the community coming out is great, and it reminds them that, you know, they fought for a good cause. You know, their country's here for them now. And it shows. There's a bunch of Meridian High School students in here serving them breakfast right now. If I was in high school, I wouldn't be up this early.
You'd be at wrestling practice.
Or sleeping.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, ceremonies like this, they're great to show our guys support, and just, you know, that the people care, because it can get lonely in here.
Sure.
For a lot of guys with no family or a lot of outside contacts. So they're great, great programs they're putting on.
Well, we appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you. Airborne all the way.
There you go. Have a good day. Thank you. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning from the Idaho State Veterans Home. Let's go to Tom in Meridian, a Vietnam veteran. Tom, good morning and welcome to the Idaho State Veterans Home.
Well, good morning to you and to all the Marines out there. A belated happy birthday.
There we have it.
Yeah, what'd you want? When I went over to Nam, I get landed there, and it was hot and humid, and I said, oh, my God, what'd the country do to me?
Well, you don't have to worry about that humidity in Meridian.
No, thank God. And it's supposed to get some rain today, I guess.
I guess so. Any big plans for Veterans Day for you? By the way, thank you for your service.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you for what you've been doing for us veterans, and especially what you did down there at the Traveling Well last month, or in September.
Well, it was a privilege. And, Tom, can you relate your experience, anything that you would like to share with the audience today?
Well, I remember when I was getting ready to come home, we used to have what we call short-timers, people that had maybe 10 days or 20 days or less in the service or in Nam. And I was talking to a staff sergeant. He said that he was so short, he used to have to free fall to get into his boots in the morning. Well, I asked him how short he was, and he said he had 10 days left in the country. And I turned around and I told him, I said, well, sir, sergeant, I think those when you hit the bottom, you're hitting on my shoulders. You're standing on my shoulders. I had 3 days left in country. And he said, my God, you are short. Yeah, and it was a good feeling to know that I was getting out of there.
What was it like coming home?
Well, when I came home, we landed at I can't remember the name of the Marine base down there, and it was just business as usual. They said, welcome home. Just remember, you're not in the, to put your cigarette butts out on the, in the appropriate areas. And they, that was it. We had an area where we could get our bus tickets or plane tickets and send us home.
Tom, thank you again, and thank you for listening, brother.
All right, you're welcome. Bye now.
Tom, bye-bye. Tom and Meridian joining us, 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, if you would like to have a Veterans Day message today, we're taking those, your phone calls. Also, if you're just waking up, you got a trio of 13-year-olds in Star that have done some vandalism to a home, thousands of dollars worth of damage. More on that in a minute. What would you do? What's the appropriate punishment? But today is Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is always really special. It's not so much for me, everybody else. It's those that were with me and that I've lost.
Well, I think about where we're at and how far we've come.
It wasn't my choice to be in Korea. My number came up. I didn't question it.
We did what we felt was right for the country. We did our duty.
I felt like I was doing exactly what I signed up to do, and that's exactly to serve my country.
I felt this country did so much for me even before I joined the Marine Corps that I needed to do something for it.
Every day of your life, or if you're out riding your bike or driving around or in a restaurant and see somebody in uniform, you thank them. And they have.
It really picks up my spirits now. To have somebody just come up and tell me thank you for serving and welcome back. Kind of brings tears to my eyes.
Tears to our eyes here as we continue to salute our brave heroes, the veterans. Live from the Idaho State Veterans Home, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. 717, let's get you to work.
Honoring our veterans, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO from the State Veterans Home. A big ceremony going on today. They're going to be honoring the veterans of Vietnam this year. Of course, last year we were honoring Korean War veterans, and many folks will be here today, and the folks from Meridian High School will be here, from CUNA High School as well. And it's wonderful in our hyper-cynical, uber-negative world that we live in that we have the spirit of liberty in America going on throughout today. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Linda in Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, you know, it's a cold, yep, lonely morning without you, Linda.
Oh, thank you, dear. If I had a helicopter, I'd come join you. I don't think I could drive up there that fast to get there.
Well, you do have a tendency to get lost sometimes.
No kidding. The reason I called in was my family, both on my mom's side and my dad's side of the family, served. My grandfather served in World War One. And ended up with a piece of shrapnel taking about two-thirds of his shoulder out. And he managed to work himself back up where he could do anything he wanted to with that arm. So they just say, well, you're going to have to get used to it. Well, you shouldn't. My grandfather wasn't the kind that should say, well, you just got to get used to it. And, pardon me, my dad fought in World War II. He was stationed in New Guinea, where they were doing a lot of runs over the Red China Sea to transport whatever they needed. and where it was needed. And my stepdad was a drill instructor in the Marines.
Well, what did you do?
What did I do? Well,
yeah, you're running down the family roster here.
I was a little young to be fighting in World War World, so that would have been before my time.
Well, what impact did their service have on you?
Bravery, commitment, protecting our country from those who would have liked to see us bombed off the face of the earth. One more example. We were at West Point one weekend, and we had some friends who were stationed there. And to hear taps done every evening, and I was 12, maybe 13 years old, and even my dad, who was very stoic, we're standing there, and I look at him, and he's got tears running down his face. And I had tears running down my face, too, because that's such an important place for these guys to work. We're in not only the math and all the stuff that goes on, but the commitment and the brotherhood that goes on in all branches of the service.
Right.
We
honor those folks today, Linda. I was hoping that you'd be here and you would be our Betty Boop.
Oh, boy, that'd be great.
Forget Megyn Kelly, you'd be Betty Boop today.
Oh, I'd rather be Megyn Kelly, but that's all right.
I'd rather be a lot of things.
True.
You didn't have to agree with me.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of like Mrs. Miller. She's got a new thing going on now. Where I'll ask her something, and I don't want her to agree with me. She goes, yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, no, you're not supposed to say that, Mrs. Miller. You're supposed to say, oh, no, dear, you're right. Go ahead. What's up with that?
Speaking of Mrs. Miller, I stopped.
Oh, boy.
And saw her.
You're talking to my wife now?
I stopped by the flower shop.
Oh, so my girlfriend's talking to my wife.
Yeah, why not?
Ask any man if that's a good thing.
But we stopped by and we act for a few minutes. And she went in and made me the most beautiful collection of roses and a couple other things that I don't recognize. But I thought that was so sweet of her to do. She got the same giving attitude that you do.
Well, did she charge you?
No.
Well, I'm sending you the invoice.
Oh, okay.
Linda, God bless. We're just kidding. Yeah. You have a great day.
I know, Baron. God bless. And say hello to all of the fellows that are there.
I will.
My wishes and thank you for defending our country so that we can live with a Constitution and a Bill of Rights that protects us from a lot of things.
Linda, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kevin. Have a good day.
All right. You have a good day as well. Our friend Tea Party Bob is with us here at 580 KIDO, who, good to have you with us. And once again, you and your wife Judy have done a little service here for our veterans.
Well,
by the way, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
We spent a little time baking some cookies. We thought you were hungry.
Well, I don't know if I can eat the many cookies that you baked your second year in a row doing this, but I ran into both of you at Small World at Fred Meyer, and I go, what are you doing this weekend? We're baking cookies for the veterans.
It was only 6 hours.
Only 6 hours, what, about 500 cookies?
Yeah, wasn't too bad.
Yeah. What does that mean to do that? I mean, most people just, you know, go out and buy a box or whatever. You put a lot of labor and love into these things.
You don't think an awful lot sometimes about the veterans. I myself am one, but once a year, if we can do something to help out, certainly that's something we can do, and it's not a big deal. It gives them a little treat.
Now, you're always doing research and such. You and I have talked about issues as far as veterans' health and support. What do you think we could do more to help out our veterans? I mean, Idaho has a very good program compared to others across the country. But what do you think we could do that would enhance that?
Stop getting the bureaucrats mixed up in it and start getting some people who actually care.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest problem. That's why we've had all the problems over the last couple of years. That's why we have the backups. You know, the veterans deserve a lot better than what they've been getting in a lot of parts of the country, especially in the medical care area. And I think it's upon the people of the United States to make sure that we don't have those problems again. Our representatives should have been on top of this. Certainly the president should have been on top of this. They weren't. And they're still behind on getting things done. But if you can take the bureaucracy out of it and get people who actually give a darn about it, and it's not about the money, because it seems with all government offices, it's all about the money.
Right.
And I think you have to get back to some basics here. You take a look down here and see all the volunteers that come down here to help.
Amazing.
They're not getting paid. You know, how many people could you get to do the same work and the same jobs working in the Veterans Administration that wouldn't even want the kind of – these guys are looking for bonuses because they're
caring. Talking about the high end.
Yes,
yeah, the high end,
yeah. I mean, why? What's the necessity for that? To take care of the men who protected them? Sounds kind of stupid to me. As far as I'm concerned, they're just nothing but a bunch of vigilantes looking for the money. You can throw them all out as far
warm
as I'm concerned.
Warm and fuzzy Tea Party Bob today. I love the cookies.
Well, hey, listen, that's why I bought the cookies in, because that can make me a little sweeter.
Speaking of sweet Tea Party Bob here at 580KIDO, I've been talking all morning long, and I think you and I talked about this off the air on Saturday, about this ad from USAA. Have you seen this with the oath and everything?
No, yeah, I haven't.
Okay, I'm gonna try and do something here. I don't know how well it will take, but it's on our website under Thank You Veterans. And to all who dared to take this oath, thank you. And let's see if it'll play right here at 580KIDO.
I state your name.
I, Brian Corlino.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
And again, it's a very visual ad showing pictures of veterans past and present. In wartime and peacetime, and you have a gentleman here looking at the wall, and just the emotionalism of coming home and surviving.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Again, to all who dared to take this oath, thank you. A brilliant ad from USAA. You
sounded familiar, but I took it when I was 17 years old. So.
I was just going to say that. When you hear that, I state your name. Does that bring you back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I think this was in a Brooklyn Navy Yard where we got sworn in.
You were just a young, soon-to-be named Tea Party.
Well, you know, I took the oath, and the next thing they taught me how to do was polish floors and paint.
Well said. 733. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
KIDO and Kevin Miller salute those that have and are currently serving our country.
During the Korean War, I was shot down over North Korea, captured by the communists, and spent 6 months in one of their prisons.
I'm just trying to be a father.
These guys and ladies, they put everything on the line. And when they come home, that could put a handshake. Thanks a lot. You know?
We got to take care of these people. We're losing World War II veterans at the rate of 1,000 a day.
We did what we felt was right for the country. We did our duty.
I will always do my duty.
It wasn't my choice. My number came up. I didn't question it.
You know, they keep telling me I'm a hero, and I really am not.
That was Major Gregory Stone of Boise, the first one killed when they staged in Kuwait.
Thank you for serving and welcome back.
I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my
sisters. All right, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. We're joined by Ralph Kramer, director of the Boise Valley POW-MIA group. We see them all the time, certainly honoring our troops. Thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about why you've dedicated your life to making sure that people are not forgotten.
The main reasons is that a lot of the people from Vietnam are forgotten. It took a long time for the National League of Families to get together and finally get with the Department of Defense and the government to say, hey, you know, we want answers, we want answers. And over the years, the things kind of fade away, and that's one of the reasons why we're formed. Keep people in the forefront and keep them knowing that there are still, at this point in time, 1,639 military personnel still missing from Vietnam.
You think we'll ever find out what happened to them?
We would only hope and pray. You know, that's our whole goal. We're one of those organizations that our objective is to do away with us. Once they're all found, we're gone. But we keep striving, keep working, keep on the government to keep after these guys.
How frustrating is it when we have relations with Vietnam being normalized, when a television show from CBS, The Amazing Race, has to be shamed into apologizing for airing something offensive to Vietnam veterans, and it's as if we've all moved on, but you haven't?
Yeah, and that's the hard part. Is there's a lot of people out there that have moved on and want to forget, and they don't care anymore. You know, it's something that's happened, and let's not worry about it anymore. But there's still families out there that are waiting. There are still mothers. There are still wives and husbands and sons and daughters waiting for the remains of their family member to come home.
Right.
And that's the most important thing, is keep them families in your mind. You know, Memorial Day, there's a lot of vets and families that get to go to a cemetery and put out flowers. These families do not.
How personal is this to you?
Personal in the fact that I was a bomb loader in the Air Force, and it's the last thing that happens on an aircraft before it takes off. You know, is we arm the bombs, make sure they're ready to go. And a lot of the POWs are Air Force fighters, pilots. And it comes down to the other crew chiefs and the other guys that I've talked to that were working on these planes that went missing. It's like, you know, did we do something wrong? Is part of what we did, you know, not able these people to come home to their families?
Why would you blame yourself?
It's not blaming yourself. It's just
did something wrong.
You know, it's like anything else. You just go over in your mind time and time again, did I do everything right?
One of the big issues when we talk about the POW-MIA issue is a motto that we always have. And it's a motto that, like anything in life, we try to live by. But we failed in this case. And the issue that you brought to light, sir, that we don't leave anybody behind.
Absolutely. That's, we'd never forget, like it says on our sleeves, we don't forget them, period. You know, and that's a promise that the government made to these guys and their families, you know. We're not going to leave them behind. And we just make sure that they are reminded every chance we get that, yes, you need to bring these people home.
We always talk about in America what we can do. You know, because it's been so many years, and it's tough for me to even ask you questions just because of the powder keg that is this issue. You know, I don't want to turn this into bashing the government, but you just look at the scoreboard. And once again, we can normalize relations with Vietnam, and yet we still have folks from Vietnam, from Korea, sometimes even from World War II that are unaccountable, but particularly Vietnam. And you wonder, you know, everybody wonders what happened to JFK, what happened to our men?
Yes, and the Department of Defense is working on some of this, but with everything that goes on and the political part involved with it, it gets tough sometimes. It's just like, what was that, where we lost all the money?
Well, you nitpick it.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. We get over there, the teams get over there, and they start to look, and they run out of time. So they have to come back.
Right. And whether or not the Vietnamese are being cooperative or running out the clock.
In order to go back, then they got to go back through all the paperwork again.
Do you believe that there are Americans alive from Vietnam still there?
No, I do not. We go by what the Department of Defense says, and as far as Department of Defense is concerned, there are no POWs in Vietnam at this time.
What would you like to say to people right now about your cause?
The biggest thing right now is the whole POW-MIA situation is going under changes from the Department of Defense. Okay, the Secretary of Defense has put out a referendum to get all this stuff, and it was in different organizations, the Air Force, Navy, the Marines, all of them, and they're going to combine them. Right now, we need to let these senators and congressmen know that they need to stick to this plan and not deviate. We know how Congress is with money and everything else, and once somebody gets in there, they can make things go the other way. Right now, we need to make sure that this works, that this is done correctly.
Ralph Kramer with us, director of the POW-MIA Boise Valley chapter. We've been talking all morning long. You heard me with Tea Party Bob moments ago about the oath. Tell me about the day you were sworn in. I don't know if you've seen that ad. So
no,
emotional. But when you were a much younger man.
Yeah, much younger. I was sworn in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And it was a 3 or 4 day process because I lived in Lawton and we had to transport back and forth. Stayed in a hotel downtown. First time I ever stayed in a hotel someplace.
Right.
Anyway, get in there with all them different people and all them kids, and we're all stand up there and take the oath. It doesn't hit you until the end, and you look around at all the rest of them and you say, you know, and this was during Vietnam. It's like, I'm probably never going to see a lot of these guys again. But at the same time, I have a duty to do, and I need to go do it.
Then you had hurry up and wait.
Yes. Funniest thing about the whole thing is my recruiter's name was Staff Sergeant Roy Rogers.
Gotta love those recruiters.
Absolutely.
Mr. Kramer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for not forgetting.
Not a problem.
Time for traffic. Kevin Miller, 580.
IDO, Coleman Holmes, and Kevin Miller salute those that have and are currently serving our country. Now, here's Kevin Miller.
7:55, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by our great friend Wayne DeZubek here at 580 KIDO when he's not calling games on 630 The Fan with Dave Burnett. He has a chance to come in and check us out. Good morning.
Well, I wanted to come in this morning. I mean, it's Veterans Day. Here you are over here, you know, talking about everything and getting ready for the program they're going to have here this morning. I just want to come over and support you and support what you're doing and support the veterans and see if you had any cookies left.
Well,
so if I understand, you had a whole bunch of cookies brought in and they took them away from you for fear that they would not last very long.
Yes, the cookie monster lives. But, you know, one thing that we pride ourselves on, Wayne, and you know this as a veteran of many, many years in this great industry, is our ability to go behind the curtain. And when you found out about this broadcast, you talked to your friends at Coleman Homes who decided, look, we love it. We love the veterans. Let's have some messages, not only this program, but we've been hearing them Sunday, Monday, and today, remembering. So big ups to you and to Coleman Homes for realizing the value of saluting our troops.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they've got communities that are going up all over this valley, and obviously veterans are a huge part of the community. They wanted to make an impact, and to their credit, they didn't know that you were going to be here today. They kind of contacted me and said, this is what we're doing for the veterans, and I said, you know what? I said, Kevin's going to be down there on Tuesday morning, and he does a lot with the veterans all year long. And I said, it's a perfect opportunity for you to be a part of it. And they jumped on it. They really supported it. Like I said, they've got communities going up, and they're giving tours now. And you get like $25 to come out there just to tour their homes to take a look at it. And then they donate another $25 to the veterans. So, you know, you have $50 moving there and every time they come in there. And so you can have a lot of people, and that's a lot of a commitment to the veterans of this valley.
Well, and what I like to always talk about is, you know, this program, this station, and you know this better than I do because you're out there saying, hey, this is a value. This is a small business.
Right.
And, you know, when you said, hey, we have this, they said, we want to be a part of the community. So many people think that, you know, advertise this, that, and the other, but this is a local partner honoring veterans.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about, yeah, there's money involved and money changes hands, but the reality is it becomes a partnership, so it becomes more than just money changing hands.
Well, we couldn't do it without them, though.
Exactly. We couldn't do it without them, and the fact is that we're doing this, we're offering a service, and it really helped them out, too, to get there. So everybody's kind of helping everybody out, doing the right thing, making something happen, and that's what it's all about. And that's kind of what makes our job fun, is that when you get along with the right people, I mean, I think it's next week you're going to be
out. You're bunking with me, right?
Yeah, I'm not bunking with you in that Nelson's RV, but right. You're going to be out there doing stuff for Miller's Mission. So yeah. It just continues where you know, get out in the community, and you're always looking to help somebody, especially this time of year. And, you know, and on this day where we honor our veterans, you know, here you are up bright and early and out here.
Well, thank you. And I don't know bright, but and we couldn't do it without partners like Coleman Homes. Really.
Well, I don't think people realize what it takes for you to come out here and do a remote. I mean, it's easy just to walk into a warm studio and, you know, no problem. But when you've got to be here at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to set up, get everything ready, it takes a dedication. And that's something people don't see behind the scenes, is that dedication to get there, to make it happen, go the extra mile, all those cliches. But it doesn't happen unless you do that.
Quickly to traffic.